Hello, everyone. My name is Nahi Chaudhary, and I'm the CEO of iWill, which is an end-to-end inclusive solution, primarily online, which is intended to end to create gender parity in the workplace. Our solution focuses on converting ivory tower speeches from C-suite and board level leaders into solutions, active solutions that so the baby steps that will actually make the change at middle management and mid to senior level management level, and that's the linchpin. So you may have heard that the gender parity in the workplace is actually going a bit backwards, and that's because of the backlash of certain movements, but also because nobody actually knows how to do it. So leaders think that we're changing reality, whereas actually the how part hasn't quite been sorted yet. So this is why we're starting the podcast, because we focus on middle management, and what is also key for us to bear in mind is that the major shift in workplace gender disparity happens, which is the slowdown of career growth, and the money happens when women take on caregiver roles. Now, those may be in the form of looking after children or looking after parents or looking after a spouse. And what I mean by that is moving with a spouse or a partner at a time when their career needs to take a step forward. What's going to be different about this podcast is that I'm bringing you a perspective and questions that will be asked by a little interviewer who is a very, very key stakeholder in my life. And I assume you have somebody like that in yours as well. And she is going to be asking a question. So would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Aliza, and I am 8 years old.
And who are you to me?
I'm your daughter.
Yeah, that's right. So Eliza's shortlisted three questions that she wants to ask me. And I'm going to try to answer that eight-year-old as she asks me those questions as simply as I can.
Why do you work?
Gosh. I work because I've been to school, and it's really important to use everything you've learned to help make the world a better place. And you can do that through education, because you are getting a gift of knowledge. What's knowledge?
Like to know better.
To know better. Yeah, you know stuff better. And you can help people to know stuff better and understand things better. So that's the main reason. And you have to also, as you grow up, you have to survive. And we survive when we live in the world, when we grow up, when we've left school and university. We have to earn money. And that's the other key thing. And then when we have children, we send you to school with that money that we've earned. So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Now, second question. What is fun about work?
What is fun about work? Oh, being able to change things, being able to create new things, where to make an idea into a real thing. So supposing I have a great idea, and we can work on it, and because we've got that education and that knowledge, we can make it into a reality. So can you give me an idea, a great idea that you have, an idea you'd like to make into a reality?
Flying cars,
great. Yeah, so if you have an idea for a flying car, you have, I thought you'd say flying car or unicorn or something. So if you have an idea for a flying car, then you are going to use the knowledge you've earned at university to find a place that can help you make a flying car. So either they'll already be making it and you'll join there and you'll help them make it, or you're going to set up your own place, you're going to find people and we're going to join you, and then you'll find people to help you fund that to pay for all the stuff you need to make the flying car. So the fun part about it is creating, turning an idea into reality. It's about, you know, about growing in your business. So watching the business grow as well is very exciting for me.
And finally, what is not fun?
What is not fun? So what's not fun is when you do stuff and your work doesn't get appreciated, or you do stuff and you're working really, really hard, but people think you're not just because you're looking after children or you can't make it to certain meetings, or even if you deliver your work. What's not fun is when you're talking in a loud voice and because I'm mama, people think it's I'm being very aggressive, I want to fight with them, and they say, "Why are you angry?" And I'm not being angry, and that worries me, because sometimes when guys talk like that, it's okay for them, they're called assertive. So that part worries me. What worries me is when I don't, what's not fun is when I get paid less, or I'm told that I can't do the job just because I'm older, I'm a man, or I'm a woman. So that part really worries me. What I've said just now, what bothers you about what I've said just now? What do I mean by that? I mean that you heard my answer, yeah?
Yeah.
And what was okay about that, and what was not okay about that answer?
I don't actually think any was okay.
You don't think any of it was okay? Why?
Because, like, if they say that you can't do, like, if they think that you're angry because you're in a loud voice, it doesn't actually mean you're angry. Like, they can maybe think you're angry because of your facial expressions and your voice tone and stuff. But actually, I want to ask you one last question.
Yes.
Why don't you tell them that you're not angry?
Well, I've told them, and I've told them again and again, and the people who are going to be listening to this will understand, because I'm sure they've told people again and again as well. But it's just there's this thing about how maybe women aren't talk loudly when they're angry and they're emotional. So, I guess we need to fix that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you very much, Aliza. Thank you for the question and the interviews. And guys who are listening, everyone out there, I hope this has been struck some chord with you, and we'll keep going. Thank you. Bye-bye.